I feel like lately the big thing everyone is talking about, and myself included, is dreams, like these wacky dreams that we've been having.
Yeah, you'd be telling me about that. Some nightmares, some weird ones. Me, I have awesome dreams. I control my dreams, Anna Zapp. I'm the best dreamer ever.
It's Anna and Raven. When we talk to that dream expert coming up in a little bit, we're going to ask if you can control your dreams, because I think you can. I can control my dreams to some extent. Like, I can't change things,
yeah,
but I can be the master of, like, which way am I going to turn? Who am I going to address? How am I going to address it?
Can you make it so that you don't run underwater? You know how, like, when you run in a dream, it's, like, super slow. You take off fast, and then you can't get away from whatever. Or you can't catch up to it. Me, I remember cool things like, next time I'd like my dream car to have a purple paint job instead of red.
It's Anna and Raven.
Or an extra spacesuit in my shuttle.
I feel like your dreams are... Don't take this the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
But shallow.
Oh!
But, like, I feel like when I have dreams, it's like my grandfather's coming to me and he's trying to give me a message and I can't get to it.
Yeah, that's so much deeper than me traveling the universe in a spaceship. You're right.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the strange dream you had?
I keep dreaming about house shopping. Like, buying a house.
I feel like that was a little bit normal, though, don't you think?
No, but, like, I'm in no position to buy a house. Hmm. It hasn't crossed my mind once when I'm awake. It's not like I'm, like, house shopping in real life. It's just in my dreams, I keep looking at houses, like going to open houses, talking about how I like the kitchen layout. It's the weirdest thing.
Have you been watching HGTV a lot?
I mean, who hasn't?
No, I know.
I mean, you have to watch everything at this point, right? I mean, you're going to end up on that channel sooner or later. Are you thinking about moving? Is there a change going on with your job or anything like that?
Seriously, I can't understand why it is. There's nothing, you know, I'm not going through like a big life shift or anything. I mean, other than the life shift that's going on. But like,
right.
It's nothing, there's nothing happening. Like, I work from home all the time. Maybe my brain just wants a bigger home.
Maybe. Well, you know what we'll do? We're going to talk to a dream expert coming up next, and we'll ask her and see what she says. Sound good?
Amazing. Yes.
If you're having a lot of strange dreams, you're not alone. It's Anna and Raven. Civia Gover, she's a certified dream professional and author of The Mindful Way to a Good Night's Sleep.
Good morning. So we know that everybody's been having a lot of weird dreams during this time, right? And stress is an easy explanation and a little bit of feeling of unease. But we're hoping that you could dive a little bit deeper for us and get into some of these specific dreams that people are having.
Absolutely. So for one thing, people are dreaming more right now. There are a lot of reasons. The reasons you stated. But also they're able to sleep more. A lot of people don't have to wake up early to get to work. For those who are waking up without their alarm clocks, they're getting more REM sleep. That's the rapid eye movement sleep, and that's where dreams come in, and so they're remembering them more. Huh. We're always dreaming, whether we remember them or not. You know, we're hearing so much about the effects on this pandemic, on the economy, and on our physical health, of course. But our psyches, our souls, our emotional world is upended too, and dreams address that. They're having more memorable, outrageous, sometimes scary dreams, and those really catch our attention.
Anna has a dream where her husband is on vacation. Her husband and the baby are on vacation.
No, it's not.
It's just you and your daughter out there roaming the wastelands.
No, they're not on vacation. I don't know where they are. And it's like they're not even like a second thought in the dream. But it's just me and my older daughter. And it's almost like we're on a scavenger hunt, but everything is empty. And it's just the two of us, like, trying from one place to the other, like abandoned hotels. And it's like we're always on a scavenger hunt to get to the next place, almost like it's a game. But there's
but it's
never
a game
anybody
of survival.
There.
It's like Mad Max. What do you make of that one?
Wow. So as you know from talking to me in the past, there's no one size fits all. And Anna, I'd really want to hear what your associations with that imagery is. But right off the bat, you know, if I had a dream like that, I would ask myself, what am I searching for? What am I scavenging for? And always the dreams are talking to us on a metaphorical level. Why this particular daughter? Maybe there are some character traits that she has that line up with the part of me that's searching. What does she represent about me? What part of her do I identify with? Or what of her characteristics or strengths do I need when I go on this search for what's empty, you know, what's feeling empty in my life, what feels abandoned within me? Those buildings, that's what I'm thinking about.
Huh.
Or your missing husband. That's in none of them. Right.
I don't know. Right. I think it has a lot to do with I'm not there in the morning, so she's only 11, and she's watching my toddler. I've relied on her so much for her to help during this time period,
right.
You know, that she's become my right-hand man.
In my dreams, I'm always driving a tank or a space shuttle. What's that say?
A tanker or a space shuttle?
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
Yes, or a space shuttle.
So our vehicle, you know, I would look at what's the purpose of each of these vehicles. Like a tank is something, you know, I'm armored, I'm ready for a battle,
right?
So is there a place in my life where I'm ready to fight, I'm ready to be in battle? And with the spaceship, you know, a spaceship takes us far, far away into other worlds. So, you know, is there a part of me that's needing or wanting some big adventure, some far away, or maybe my thoughts are going up into high places, up into new realms? You always want to look for what makes you say, aha, that's it. You know, you sort of have to play with these images and ask, what's the purpose?
Do you believe you can control your dreams? Like when you're in there, you can maneuver what happens, or do you think you really have no control over them?
Oh, you absolutely can. I don't really love the word control, but you can definitely influence your dreams just like you can influence your thoughts. It's a state of dream called lucid dreaming, when you know you're dreaming while you're dreaming, and then you can start to make some choices. So I know this is a dream, so I can wake up. That's the most common place where people encounter lucid dreaming, running from some attacker. You say, okay, I know this is just a dream, I'm going to wake up. But instead, if you decide, I know this is a dream, so I'm going to stay in here and I'm going to do what I want to do. I can fly now, use that spaceship now and take a journey, or just turn and face the attacker and say, what do you want from me? Go home. And he usually will.
More dream interpretation with Sivia Gover coming up next with Dan and Raven.
She likes her current house. She's not after a new job or anything.
Right. So once again, our dreams are taught to us symbolically or metaphorically or emotionally. House is what? A house is where we feel safe and protected. Home base. I would ask myself, if that were my dream, is there a way in which you're looking for a new space to feel sheltered and protected on an emotional level, on a psychic and inner level? Right now, we don't feel safe, most of us. So that's one avenue to explore with that.
Okay. And then Sita wrote on our Facebook page, in my strangest dream recently, I was attacked by a very attractive but psycho man on a ferry, and he removed my liver in the attack. I stumbled to the hospital where my attacker was slicing my liver on a deli meat slicer and serving it to the hospital staff.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's a great dream. That is so vivid, and I would love to talk to Sita. I mean, when I do dream work with people, we'd spend an hour on this dream, and we'd get so much out of it. But I would suggest that she start with a few of the images. Look at the attack. Again, we're feeling under attack right now. There is a virus, this kind of psycho out in the world coming after us and our loved ones. I might also ask if there's some other force that she's feeling under attack by emotionally, financially. Ask her to look at that. And when it comes to liver, think about what function does the liver have in the body, right? It processes toxins. Perhaps we collectively are feeling the need for some kind of cleansing right now, you know, process what's unhealthy for us. And of course, the liver brings up the word live. So maybe something about her life that she wants to think about. Feeding it to the hospital staff. She's experiencing this sense of attack, and she's experiencing this need to nourish the healing parts of herself and also healers in our world. But a really interesting, vivid dream.
Right. I want to know why the person that's attacking her is attractive. Is a psycho, but he's attractive.
He's a wicked hot
guy.
Psycho.
Right?
Yeah. Wicked hot psycho.
Yeah.
Is she just dreaming about sliced pepperoni with Ritz crackers?
I don't think so.
We pass it out to everybody at the nice party over at the healthcare facility.
I think Sivia would disagree with that. One more we have from Kathy that was submitted that caught my attention. She says, I was staying in a big mansion with my mother, and she woke me up at midnight and said, it's time to prepare dinner. And we went around to the rooms and chopped off the body parts of our relatives. Don't ask me what I ate for dinner that night. I guess they ate the body parts of the relatives. That's creepy.
A little cannibalism.
What?
Well, so the first thing is, we're not responsible for our dreams. So, Kathy, don't worry. Don't worry. This doesn't say anything negative about you at all. In fact, it says you have a very creative, very powerful and vivid dream life. And in my book, that's a good thing. And again, the dreams are speaking metaphorically, so there's no real cannibalism happening here.
I still don't
want
to live with her.
Right. I'm not sleeping over, ever.
I think the dream is definitely addressing Kathy's family life. There might be some part where she feels disconnected from family members. She's being pulled apart, or her family members are being pulled apart in different ways at this time, which would make sense. I mean, we really are feeling pulled apart. So I would look at it from that point of view. I would definitely look at my family relationship. The mansion is a house. She's staying in a big mansion. It's a place of riches and spaciousness. So there's some positive aspects in this dream, too, that shouldn't be overlooked.
If you ever want to check out Sivia for yourself, you can head to her website, siviagover.com, Facebook page, and on our websites at annonraven.com, so you can get the proper spelling and check her out for yourself. Sivia, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And I wish you all sweet dreams and healing dreams. And just remember, all these dreams do come to us in the service of helping us heal. So spend a little time with them, play around with them, and see what you come up with.